we're focusing on the question that all the Rishonim are bothered with, is that on the one hand, the Gemara tells them about Metziah that Tfisa La'acha Shanola and a Suffolk does not work. Therefore, if you have a Suffolk Bechor and a Kohen grabs it, so we're going to take it away from him. On the other hand, the simple reading of the Gemara Masechet Ksubas seems to indicate that when you have Tfisa La'acha Shanola and a Suffolk, Tfisa would work. Rashi said that explicitly. So we saw yesterday, Tosfos tries to tone it down a little bit. Maybe it was Tfisa Kodem Shanola and a Suffolk. Maybe it was Tfisa with a Tfisa Bari. But again, putting aside Tosfos, it would appear from the Gemara that Tfisa really does work with Achshon on a suffix sometimes. And the question is, what exactly is the rule? So at the very end of the shiur yesterday, we began to discuss the Ramban, which is really going to become the key to the entire sugya. So we go back again to the 8th of the Ramban Kamos. The Ramban tells us that not all sfeikas are created equal. Says the Ramban, the 8th of the Ramban Kamos, the Metziah Davav, Aval Yesh Leimer, the chol trey utrey, lo amrinan uki mamona b'cheskes de marakama. Whenever you have a suffix of treyu trey, you have a suffix with two edim saying one thing and two edim saying something else, so then we're not going to rely on the original status quo of where the property was. Elamante toughest office of batatli, but rather tfisa is going to work. Why? Is fake deraisi? Because whenever you have a suffix of treyu trey, it's a real suffix, it remains a suffix. Whenever you have a suffix deraisa, feel like I'd be surinamin minoch minachazacha. When you have a treyu treis, even by isurim, we don't follow what the original status quo was. So we need a lot of work in this Ramban. It's only two lines in the Ramban, but we need a lot of work to understand where the Ramban is coming from. So at the very end of the Shia yesterday, we introduced the Gemara Maseches Yevamos. The Gemara actually quotes a machlekes, but the Ramban is paskening this way, and his entire shot is based on the premise that that's what the Pesach Halacha is. There is a suffix, there is a shayla in the Gemara in Maseches Yevamos in the third parak. I didn't put it in the Gemara in the Ramban Kamos, the Ramban is just referencing it, that the Gemara quotes a shayla about when you have two edim say one thing, two edim say something else, in the realm of Isurim. Let's see about Mamonos for a second, the realm of Isurim. So is that a type of a suffix that we can follow Chazaka for or not? So half the Amoraim say, when you have a trey, no big deal. It's like any other suffix in Halacha, and you follow Chazaka, ben l'kula ben l'chomra. And the other half of the Amoraim say, no, it's a type of a suffix that's somehow, somewhere, not nitan to Chazaka. Chazaka doesn't work in the Pasha trey. Why that should be so? That's a whole other word, but we'll try to steer away from that just for a moment. So there is an opinion in the Gemara, which the Ramban does accept the Halacha, that whenever you have a trey, it's a type of a suffix, a different type of a suffix, and that type of a suffix just doesn't lend itself to Chazaka Meikara altogether. What does that have to do with us? We're talking about Mamonos. What does that have to do with Chazaka Beikara? So we've spoken about this in the past, that the Gemara says in Bamitziah Daf Kuf that there are two different types of ways for Beis Din to deal with Sfeikas in Halacha. You have a latest of Sfeik. Beis Din has no idea where to go. So the first thing that they always look for is Mukhsuk. That trumps everything. If there's Mukhsuk, then we apply the Gemara, the Klal of Emotze Mechavel of Araya. Some say that's a pasuk. Some say it's a svara. That's a complicated sugya in the beginning of the fifth parak of Bava Kama. But at the end of the day, that's a dim in the Torah. No question about it. I think it was explicit. It's a dim in the Torah. There's a principle called muksa. What if you don't have muksa? Very often you have dinei Torah where nobody's a muksa. So the Gemara gives you a few examples. One example is in Bava Metziah Daf Kuf, where two parties are fighting about a certain animal, and the animal's out in the meadow. It's out in the field. It's out in the forest somewhere. So I'm not muksa. You're not muksa, and we can't determine who owns the animal. So that's a suffix in mammon. But Beis Din doesn't have the recourse of muksa. Or let's say, for example, you have a din Torah about karka. So karka, nobody's muksa in karka. Even if I'm living in karka, that's not called muksa. That's not confusing with cheskes gimel shanim. That's a whole other story, not for now. But the notion of muksa is a muksa on my glasses, a muksa on my jacket, a muksa on the wallet of my pocket. But I'm not muksa on my house, I'm not muksa on my land. I'm not holding on to it literally. I'm sitting on it, but that's not called being muksa. So what do you do in these types of cases where there's no muksuk? So the Gemara says, no problem. The next best thing is, you follow cheskes marakama. We know at one time in history, we know who owned this animal. At one time in history, we know who owned this house. If we don't know to the contrary, and there's no muksuk to the contrary, because muksuk just doesn't apply in these cases, then we fall back on what's called cheskes marakama. It's the Fereshi Gemara, Mabitiyah Daf Kuf, and Aleph, cheskes marakama. What's not clear in the Gemara is, where did the second din come from? The first din, the Gemara addresses. The first din, the Gemara asks, Menani Mili, how do you know that you follow Muksuk? And the Gemara gives a pasuk, and the Gemara gives a svara, and then it's a machlokes, and then we show him what the Maskana is. Okay, so again, we're not learning the details right now of the source of Muksuk, but the fact that it exists, and it's rooted, it's grounded in something, that we understand. But the Gemara in Bamatzia Daf Kuf never tells us where the second thing came from. How do we know? Not immediately, there's a din of Cheskes Murakama. There's no Muksuk, so I don't know. Let everybody kill each other. I have no idea what to do. But who told us that there's a din called Cheskes Murakama? So come a group of Acharonim, led by the Sheif Shmaitza, the Balak Tzoyz, and he says that he thinks that the din of Cheskes Murakama is actually not even rooted in Dinim Amunis. The din of Cheskes Murakama is a corollary of another principle called Chazaka Meikara Nisurim. We know that there is a din d'oraisa that you follow status quo vis-a-vis issa v'heter that we do have a source for. We do have a pasuk. That's this week's pasuk. It's Ba'is HaMenuga. We spoke about it yesterday. It means the Kohen walks out of the house and he says the house is tummy. How does he know the house is tummy? Maybe it changed in the last 3 seconds. So the answer is it probably didn't change. And that's what the Torah says, that unless you know to the contrary, you can assume if it was a nega a minute ago, it remains a nega now until proven otherwise. So the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Yud, that's the source for the din d'oraisa that you follow Cheskes Hetvin, you follow Cheskes Sisvin, you follow Cheskes Tumun, you follow Cheskes Tara. All the dinim and issa v'heter of Chazaka Meikara, the entire parsha, the entire sugis and sugis, half a sefer Shemaitza, working with the principle of Chazaka Meikara, is rooted in this week's parsha of Ba'is HaMenuga. Gemara says that Ba'is HaMenuga never happened. It never happened, never will happen. Drosh v'kabel schar. It's too complicated for it to ever really happen. So drosh v'kabel schar. Imagine what the world would look like without Ba'is HaMenuga. We wouldn't have Chazaka Meikara. We wouldn't have Kedekilus Pras. There are so many klolim and halacha that are derived from this parsha in Torah. They say in the name of the Chofetz Chaim that, what does it mean? It says, Ba'is HaMenuga never happened, Drosh v'kabel schar. And let's imagine for a second that we didn't have the parsha Ba'is HaMenuga. We'd have nothing else to do. We fit all of the Chashabas and Kashatas, and we finished already. All of Shas we finished. We need the Ba'is HaMenuga to be Drosh v'kabel schar. So it said over in the name of the Chofetz Chaim that no, that the Rabban Shalom Dafka wanted to put into the Torah certain parshas that Imam Shnado Gelam Ba'isa to teach us that you have to learn Torah what isn't a Gelam Ba'isa, not a Gelam. This is by the Chofetz Chaim, who wrote the Sefer Mishneh Berurah, who writes, you have to learn Halacha Maisa. But still, so much of Torah is not Lamaisa, so the Rebbe Shlom wrote parts of Torah that are never going to make it to Shulchan Aruch. It's never, ever, no Rav ever is going to have to pass Maisa Menuga Shaila. And the Rebbe Shlom still put it into the Torah, to Reish for Kabbal Schar, to teach you that the more you learn, the more Schar you get, whether it is Lamaisa or not Lamaisa, is relevant or not relevant. So just in case we don't get a Tfis Lach or a Suffolk Shaila the next day or two, don't have Chalish Sadas, it's all to Reish for Kabbal Schar. So getting back to that story. So comes the Sheikh Shmaitz and says that this din of Chazaka, of it's called Cheskes Murakama, following the original status quo in Mamanis, is just a cousin of the din of following the original status quo in Yisur. It's the same thing. So if I were to ask you, Minan immediately, how do you know that there's a principle called Cheskes Murakama? So the answer is, well, how do you know there's a principle Chazaka Meikara? So the same way Ba'is HaMenuga teaches us Chazaka Meikara, Nuchas Kashrus, and Taras Meshpach, etc., it teaches us in Mamanis as well. It's not as strong as Muksuk. Muksuk overcomes. Muksuk is greater than Cheskes Murakama. But Cheskes Murakama is not bad. Cheskes Murakama is a good principle, but it's not a Mamanist principle. It fundamentally has its source, it has its roots in Issa v'Heter.
Isn't Cheskes Murakama inherently rooted in Amot Mechavel
Orayim? So you must be from the Sheikh Shmaitz's brother, from the Kundas HaSfeikas, disagree with his brother in this one. This is, I always tell my boys, this is what the two brothers fought about at the Shabbos table. Like all our kids are fighting about at the Shabbos table, right? About what's the nature of Cheskes. I thought I must make fun of you, make fun of my boys also. But what's the nature of the din of Cheskes Murakama? So the Heilige Sheikh Shmaitza, he said it as a teenager, because he writes in his introduction to the Sheikh Shmaitza that he wrote the Sefer Kodem HaYaisi Le'ish. He wrote the Sefer before he became a man. So there are two different traditions, whether he meant before Bar Mitzvah, before he got married. Probably was about 6 months in between. So he wrote Kodem HaYaisi Le'ish. So remember, somebody once said to me he had such Chalish Sadas when he heard that maybe he wrote it before his Bar Mitzvah. I said, no, I have Chalish Sadas the other way around. If you tell me he wrote it before his Bar Mitzvah, he was such a child prodigy. I can't even relate to it. But if you tell me he wrote it before when he was 19, 20, I was also 19. I was also learning a little bit Taizim in 19. I also could have written a Sefer. Not really, but I couldn't have written to the level of Sheish Shmaitza. So that gives me Chalish Sadas. Say he could have written at the age of 11. I was playing basketball for SAR, but at the age of 19, I was trying to learn something, and I still couldn't write a sefer. So that gives me Chalish Sadas. So we had a machlekes where the Chalish Sadas lies. Anyway, getting back to that story. So according to the non-Kuntas, according to the non-Israel Mahalach, according to the Sheish Shmaitza's Mahalach, that Cheskes Murakama is rooted in Chazaka Meikara, it's rooted in Chazaka Meikara, but it's bound by the limitations of Chazaka Meikara as well. And one of the limitations of Chazaka Meikara, as the Ramban references the Gemara in Yevamos, is that it doesn't apply when you have a suffix of Trey or Trey. Remember, Trey or Trey is a type of a suffix, it's just, it doesn't register. Trey or Trey, for some technical reason, one of those reasons that we don't know yet, but Trey or Trey is not neat unto the parish of Chazakas. So just as Trey Utrei is not neat into the parsha of Chazocha Meikar v'Nisurin, as the state in Yevamos third parak, who a dinami, according to Sheikh Shmaitz's approach, that Chezkes Barakama is just an extension of Chazocha Meikar v'Nisurin, it's not going to fly in a case of Trey Utrei. But what does that have to do with us? But we're not talking Chazocha Meikar, we're talking about Tfisa L'Akshal and Asafik. So now I have to read a little bit more into the Ramban. Remember we raised the question yesterday, what is the problem with Tvisa Liachash and Oda Sofik? What is preventing Tvisa Liachash and Oda Sofik? So we were tossing around a lot of Savaras yesterday. So we said, well, maybe Tvisa, the Torah just doesn't register Tvisa because it's just a wild, wild, it's this lawless society. It's not part of that, the way we do business. So Tvisa we just ignore. That was one possibility. Or we said, no, maybe Tvisa is something that we do recognize sometimes. But Tvisa against Muchsuk, you know, not so Pasha, the original Muchsuk, now Muchsuk, not so clear. Maybe Tvisa works, kind of, but it fails. So we have to fine-tune that a little bit. Why does Tvisa fail? If you're willing to accept that Tvisa is a halachic mechanism, there is Tvisa by Kitlev Draminei, and there is Tvisa by Knossos. There are Gemara that talk about Tvisa. Tvisa exists in halacha. So why does Tvisa ultimately fail when you have a situation with Tvisa Lachshol of Suffolk? So one could suggest as follows, which I really believe the Ramban is saying. One could suggest as follows. If you think about it, whenever you have tefisa, so you now have a new muchzuk. The person who's tofes now is the muchzuk. On the other hand, we still have the old muchzuk. Why? Because we know in our heart of hearts that the other guy used to be muchzuk. So it's not like we have no idea what's going on. One guy being muchzuk, the other guy we have no idea where he's coming or going from. So we have in front of us, whenever you have a tefisa l'achshol and a safek, you almost have a clash of muchzakos. One guy's muchzak, the guy who's physically muchzak right now, the toe face is the muchzak. And the other guy, we called him muchzak 5 minutes ago, we called him muchzak. So what you have really are two muchzaks. That's a bizarre concept. What do you do when you have two muchzaks? Where do you go when you have two muchzaks? So the answer is, well, the two muchzaks cancel each other out. So what do you do in halacha when you just canceled out the muchzak? So then you fall back on the second principle, on the second plan of the Dinamamanus. What do you do in the Dinamamanus when you have no muchzak? We gave two examples before when there's no muchzak in halacha. One is when the animal's out in the field. The other one was in a case of karka. We now have a third case of no muchzak. The third case of no muchzak is there is a muchzak, but that muchzak was created through tefisa. So now it's a clash of muchzaks, and the two muchzaks negate each other, they cancel each other. When the two muchzaks cancel each other, that's a lach equivalent of having no muchzak. So where do you go now? So we have to go back to the rule book. What do you do when you have no muchzak? So the answer is, but Mitzvah Dav Kuf kicks in, that's when you follow Cheskes Marakama. The reason why tefisa liachshol ha'safik doesn't work is because true, the muchzaks canceled each other, but the Cheskes Marakama still exists. Who was the Cheskes Marakama? The guy who yesterday was muchzak. When the fellow in Reuven was muchzak yesterday, we knew it was his. He was the only muchzak in town. So we gave him a psach, not just of koach of muchzakos, we gave him a koach of Cheskes Marakama also. Now Cheskes Marakama doesn't really help you much if you're already a muchzak. What do I need Cheskes Marakama for? But the answer is, I'll pull it out of my hat when my muchzakos gets negated by your muchzakos, which is exactly what tefisa is. Tefisa is a fancy way of describing a contradiction between muchzakos, which negate each other, cancel each other out, and all we're left to go on is Cheskes Marakama. So the reason, if I were to ask you in one phrase, why does Tfisa Liachshol and Asofik not work? The answer is because of Hilchas Cheskes Marakama. It's not Hilchas Muchzuk that prevents Tfisa. It's Hilchas Cheskes Marakama that prevents Tfisa. If that's the case, now let's connect the dots. If it's Cheskes Marakama ultimately that prevents Tfisa, premise number one. Premise number two, Cheskes Mara Kama is an extension of Chazocha Meikara. Premise number three, Chazocha Meikara has certain limitations to it. Premise number four, the limitation is it doesn't apply when you have a Trey or Trey. Connect all the dots of this Ramban. If Chazocha Meikara doesn't apply when you have a Trey or Trey, Ayin Yevamos third parak. If Premise number two, we're backwards now. Premise number two, if Cheskes Mara Kama is just an extension of Chazaka Meikara, so if the limitation of Treo Trei limits, the principle of Treo Trei limits the implementation of Chazaka Meikara, then it so too limits the principle of Cheskes Mara Kama. It's Cheskes Mara Kama that's ultimately the koach, the power that's preventing Tfisa. Well, if Cheskes Mara Kama just disappears into thin air, then guess what's going to happen? Tfisa is going to work. Tfisa will work. And any time you can identify that Cheskes Mara Kama doesn't apply, then you're a candidate for Tfisa. So everybody say, I ask you to read this Ramban again for the third time and tell me this exactly what the Ramban is saying. Mamish, what the Ramban is saying. You have to look in between the words, exactly what the Ramban is saying. The eighth in the Ramban comes. He's answering the Gemara in Ksubis. How come Manishtana, that in the case of Ksubis, Tfisa works? So says the Ramban of Al Yeshloimar, the whole Treu Trei, in the case of Treu Trei, lo aminan uki b'mona b'cheskes de Marakama. We will not follow Cheskes Marakama. Who's talking about Cheskes Marakama? I'm talking about Tfisa. Why is he talking about Cheskes Marakama? So the answer is because he's clearly understood such a Dava Poshut that it's the Cheskes Marakama that is the Ma'akev of Tfisa. That is what is blocking Tfisa. It's Cheskes Marakama. So just within those five words already he said that. But we had to explain a little bit. What does that mean? We always think that it's Mukhsuk that is interfering with Tfisa. Wrong. It's not Huchas Mukhsuk because the other guy's just as Mukhsuk as you are. So if it would be Huchas Mukhsuk that would interfere with Tfisa, it's not true. I'm Mukhsuk, you're Mukhsuk. Why is my Mukhsuk better than yours? The answer is it's Tachana. It's not Huchas Mukhsuk that interferes with Tfisa, prevents Tfisa. It is, as the Ramban says, Mamish, but each word is gold in the Ramban. It's Cheskes Marakama that's interfering. And therefore, when Cheskes Marakama doesn't apply, Elamanda Tafas Tafas Mutatli. Therefore, Tfisa works. And now the Ramban has to explain to you. Now, in the first line of the Ramban, he made the jump and explained to you that it's Cheskes Marakama that's preventing Tfisa. Now he has to show you that, guess what? That Cheskes Marakama doesn't work in a case of Treu Trei. How does he know that? So now he references the Gemara's and Yevamos and Kedushin. Tisveka deraisi. Because whenever you have a suffix of Treu Trei, it's blight the suffix, it remains a suffix. Even by Isser, we don't say, follow Chazaka. But wait a second, the Ramban didn't connect the dots yet, because the Ramban is trying to show you that Cheskes Marakama doesn't work by Treu Trei. And he references a Gemara about Isurim. So what's the missing bridge between the two? The missing bridge is the Shev Shmaitza. The missing bridge is that the only way to know that the Cheskes Marakama works in the first place was to derive it from Chazaka Meikara. So, linked in this Ramban, there's no question in my mind, linked in this Ramban is what the Shev Shmaitza is saying. Otherwise, Mamash Ike Chosmer is saying, he's talking two different languages. He's talking about Cheskes Marakama, and then he's bringing you a raya from Chazaka Meikara Visurim, and he never connected the two. He didn't have to bother with such a double posh at him like the Shev Shmaitza. He didn't have to bother spelling it out. Everybody realizes, of course, Chazaka of Cheskes Marakama is an extension of Chazaka Mekar. So when all the dust settles, this Ramban, this is a packed Ramban. It's two lines in the Ramban. But within these two lines in the Ramban touched upon so many principles. He explained to us in passing what the reason is that Tfisa doesn't work. Not like we thought that Tfisa is Wild Wild West. And not like we thought that Tfisa somehow is not as strong as Mukhsuk. Wrong, says the Ramban. The emissary reason why Tfisa doesn't work is because it's the Mukhsukos cancel each other and mainly have to fall back on Cheskes Marakama. So that was a big, big, big yisod in the Ramban. Big yisod number two in the Ramban is that he paskins like the Gemara in Maseches Yevamos, Maseches Kedushin, where he learns it, and therefore by Treu Trei you don't follow Chazaka. Since you don't follow Chazaka, that was premise number two. Premise number three is he's willing to make that bridge because he's thinking in lines like the Shev Shmaitza. So I'd kind of get in two lines in the Ramban. But now Rabbi Sai,
when you have Trei and Trei, it's a suffix. So it's as if you throw out all four witnesses. Right. So if I claim that that's my jacket, and we have Trei and Trei, so that's a suffix, so we paskin that you keep the jacket because of Mukhsuk and Marakama. No?
Well, no. Well, according to what the Ramban is saying, is that if you really hold that Trei and Trei is a suffix, so then we don't really, we're not going to paskin Cheskes Marakama.
But muksak we do.
Muksak because it's not even a psach muksak. We're just going to say, well, we're not going to do anything about it.
So at that point, see, we've been dealing with, I was tofes your jacket, so now I'm also muksak. But before that, if you stop it right now, you're wearing the jacket. If I grab the jacket, why am I not a goslin? You're muksak. Before I become a muksak, we have a suffix. So we say muksak. So when I grab it, every tfisa by muksak,
Gzela. Okay, so that's what we were. So that's what the one side we were saying was that tefisa taka is an act of gzela in the sense of you have no right to be tefis. On the other hand, that we do find in halacha there are certain times when Beis Din's hands are tied that we do look the other way and let tefis. Gzela means Beis Din knows that Reuven owns something, Shimon goes and takes it. That's called gzela. But if Beis Din doesn't know, so then maybe one could argue that Kol's mind that it's a suffix, so we can't call you a gazel. We don't know. We pasha don't know. So that's not necessarily an act of gzela. I mean, maybe Kapa Shmaya, it's an act of Gzela, but from our vantage point, it's not an act of Gzela. But now we have to throw the question back. We spent a lot of time this morning on the Shittas and Ramban, but it is clear that Tosus didn't buy into any of this. Tosus did not see this coming. Tosus did not differentiate between the Sveikis of Maseches Ksubis in terms of being a Trey, in contrast to the Suffolk Bechor, which was a regular plain old Suffolk. Tosus was at best, mechalik by saying one's a Titus Bari, one's a Titus Shema, one's a Tfisa Liachshal or Suffolk, one's a Tfisa Kurmshal or Suffolk. But one thing Tosas did not say is this razzle dazzle Shchidish of the Ramban. Why didn't Tosas go down this route? Such a Gavaldic route. What happened? So the answer is there's no way in the world the Balei Tosas would have ever said such a thing. You know why? Because Tosas' sheet that all of Shas and Yuvamis and Kedush and Ksubis is that we Paskin. They claimed the Maskara Tzegmara in Yevamos in the third paragraph was the Trey, we do follow Chazaka min HaTorah. They paskin the whole premise of the Ramban is flawed. That the Ramban's whole Shtikul Torah is hinging upon his Shita in Maseches Kedushin, Sabok Vav, that he paskin the Trey is a Sveika Deraisa, and therefore you don't follow Chazaka. We don't hold that way. We hold the Trey, you do follow Chazaka. So if you do follow Chazaka, then you can follow Cheskes Marakamas, and the whole Shtal Shal Sazvam and the Ramban falls by the wayside. So the Bali HaTosis are very much Lashin Tosis. I mean, there's no way in the world Bali HaTosis could have offered the Ramban's Pshat. So a Kopan, getting back to that story, so we have already a few different answers as to Maya Manishtan of the Gemara in Becheres from the Gemara in Maseches Ksubas. And again, this is all still the background to get to Aran and Maseches Kedusha. We still got a while to go. So we have a couple of answers in Tosis that we saw yesterday. Either Titus Safik, Titus Vadai, or Tfisa Liacha, Tfisa Kodem. We had one day in Tosfos that said the Gemara Ksubas almost doesn't exist, that the Gemara never even said Tfisa works. The Gemara just said you rip up the Shtar, but you don't rip up the Shtar. The Gemara never even advocated Tfisa. And then you have the Rambam. So if you take a look at the ninth in Marmakamos, there is another answer that is suggested that actually doesn't appear in the Rishonim, at least to the best of my knowledge, but the Shach in your day, and Simin Shintez Bavanuchas Bechoros quotes this answer that, to the best of my knowledge, started in the days of the Lavush. Lavush predated the Shach a little bit. It was a very, very early Acharon. But the Shach quotes in the name of Lavush the following answer. V'yeshem v'demotziyim. Shekeven she'a Yisrael yesh lo kol parim chazoka de tovas hana litnem lemi she'yirtze b'chamokam shehu hu b'chazkaso v'yakoin le'olam motziyah v'alav lavi raya. So the Shach is quoting the Lavush, explaining why is it that Tokfakayin Motziyah Miyada. Why does the Gemara say in Bav Metziyah Davav that when we have a Suffolk Bechor, so we paskin and it goes to the Yisrael, if the Kohen grabs it, we're going to take it away from him. So we thought that the reason for that din is Tfisa Liachna on a Suffolk doesn't work, and it never works. And therefore we ask Kashas, how come Iksubas? It does work, it had back, Tais Ramban, etc. Comes the Shach, comes the Lavush and say, we misread that entire Gemara. The reason why the Gemara says Tokfa Kayin Motziyah Miyado is not a din klali. It's not a din that appears in Kol HaTorah and all dinim amnis. It's a localized din in Huchas Bechor. My high, what's local about Huchas Bechor? Comes to Shach and says, let's play out the two different scenarios. Either it is a Bechor or it's not a Bechor. If it's not a Bechor, who does it go to? It's the Yisraels, totally completely the Yisraels. And what if it is a Bechor? If it is a Bechor, guess what? It also goes to the Yisrael, because the Yisrael is the one who decides who to give it to. He has what we call an halacha tovah sanah. The Yisrael, by every matnas kuna, by pidyon haben, I choose which kohen I want to give. I choose who I want to give the tshuva to. I choose who I want to give the bechor to. So comes the Lavush, comes the Shach, and says, even al atzad that it's the kohens, it's not really the kohens. So no matter how you slice it, the Yisrael has shlita, the Yisrael has a koach, the Yisrael has a hand in this item. Says the Shach, but medvam amurim, the Gemara says, that tokfai mitzi in miyadai. That's in a situation where no matter how this din Torah plays out, the Yisrael still has something to go on. So we're going to take it away from the kohen atzad. But if you have a din Torah where it's either me or you, if it's mine, it's mine, if it's yours, it's yours, and the other party has no claim to it, so then Vishtate, where does it say about Mitzia Davav, that Mitzimi Yodom? Vishtate, Tvisit Akshal Asafik doesn't work. It does work. Tvisit Akshal Asafik does work. It's very bad. It does work. It doesn't work in Bav Mitzia and Bechayr. It's good. So that's a din prot. It doesn't impact anything. What does this solve? This solves the kash from Ksuba Staf Yates. Instead of Taizis Shtikul Torah, is that this is Tvisal Yachad, this is Tvisal Kaidim, this is Bari, this is Shema. Without the Ramban's whole razzle dazzle, tray, you don't need any of this, says the Shach. The starting point, all the Risharim's starting point was the Gemara Bava Metzia. What do we do with the Gemara Bava Metzia? So we have to do surgery on the Gemara and Ksuba. So everybody had to do different surgery. Taizis did one surgery and then another surgery. Ramban did a third surgery. The Shach says you're doing surgery on the wrong patient. Instead of redoing the Gemara in Ksubas, revamp the Gemara Bava Metzia, go back to the drawing board and realize that the Gemara Bava Metzia didn't say what it was all meant, that what you thought it said. So it is a classic mahalach, and I'm learning 101, I tell the boys in the Shiva. You have two Gemaras, Gemara in Bava Metzia, Gemara in Ksubas, they seem to be saying different things. What do you do? So one of the Gemaras has to be reinterpreted. So all the Rishonim are going down one route, and the Shach and the Vush going down Lagamre, a different route. They revamped the Gemara in Bava Metzia rather than revamp the Gemara in Maseches Ksubas. There are going to be some very, very serious implications, la halacha, based on this, that but if the Shach follows this to the logical conclusion, it's going to undo the entire Mahalach of Pesach Halacha, because all the Rishonim, the Taizim, the Nachtaizim, the Nachtaizim, the Rashis, and the Rambans, all the Rishonim are paskening a standard in Torah, Tfisat Achshel and Asafek, is not going to work. And the Shach's going to say, wait a second, let's take a look again. Is that true? Is that true or is it not true? I remember when I was, every time I get to these sugyas, when I get with a Shach, Rabbi Shach, turns on its head, the whole mahalach, all the Rishonim are saying one way, and the Shach saying, I'm telling you, this is the correct answer. Turning the whole sugya upside down. I always remember a story when I was a little boy, so I used to read Olamenus, the old Olamenus. And there was a story about the Shach, one of the back cartoon stories about the Shach, one of the Olamenus. I didn't know who the Shach was, I didn't know what it was talking about. I remember the following. I remember that there was a story about a certain dentora with a person, and it said an anonymous person was Bada Balei Din in the Din Torah, and the Rav, the Dayan, paskens the Shaila against that individual. So the individual was a real Talmid Chacham. So he turns around to the Rav and he says, I don't understand. He says, according to Taizim, right, according to the Bottom, right, according to Shulchan Aruch, right, according to Rav, according to everything, I'm right. So the Rav turns around to him and he says, but there's a new Sefer, just hot off the presses, called the Shach. And the Shach revamped everything and showed why the Rishonim didn't say that, and that's not really what it means. And you follow the Shach, you get the last word in. So what's the last caption on the cartoon? Remember, it's like 45 years, like yesterday. So what was the last caption? That the person who lost the Din Torah turns around and he says, I'm the Shach, my name is Shafsi Rappaport. I'm the one who wrote that Sefer. And this teaches us that, what was the Musa, why they tell us to look at it, teaches us in the realm of the Imamunus, you have to be so, so, so careful, because sometimes a person has a little bit of a negiah, you know, a little bit of a to get the money that he thinks coming to him, he'll forget that he wrote the Shtikul Torah. So that was they turned the Shach into a Bal Musa, to teach you that you should always be honest and careful in money, don't rely on your own, even as great as you are as the Shach. That's the story ended. So for the last 45 years, maybe the last 35 years, I've been wondering, what was that Din Torah? What was the case that the Shach turned over? So there are hundreds of them. So every time I get to one of these things, I think, maybe that was it. Who knows? Maybe that was the Olamenu. I don't think in the Olamenu they told you that it was this one. But this would have been an example. All the Rishonim were saying, one way the Shach turned the whole thing on its head, turning everything upside down. So again, we still have not gotten to our goal yet. I mean, hopefully we picked up a lot of information along the way. Remember, we're still learning a Rod of a Sex Kedushin. So now we have, how many mahalchim in the sugi? We have 5 mahalchim so far. It's the Miyashiv, the Gemara, and Ksubas, the Gemara Bava Metzia. We have 2-3 Taisim, 1 Ramban, and 1 Shach. Hopefully, Mitzvah Shem, we got 1 or 2 more to go, and then we'll finally get ahead in for, hopefully at some point, the landing in the sugi. Try to get back to where we started, get back to the Rad. So, Mitzvah Shem on Friday. We'll